Studio Plus, where we chat about Chinese society as well as international events and stories.
Tony, I have a question for you to start with.
What's
this
that?
Topic. Have you ever thought about what the home of the future would be look like?
You know, when as a kid, I used to watch this cartoon called The Jetsons. And this is a really famous cartoon. Maybe, I would have to say it's before my time, even maybe in my parents' age group. I mean, it's a pretty old cartoon. But in this cartoon, houses would be like in the sky, and it would be held up by this thin little tube.
Wow.
And it's like you transport down. It's like there's elevators that, you know, take you down to the ground. And there's like little spaceships. So like you're not driving on wheels or anything. You kind of like float or you hover. And you have a robot that's inside of your house who cleans everything, but occasionally gets an attitude here and there. You know? And so it's this was kind of what I was thinking about it as a kid. When I saw that, I was like, wow, is it really going to be like that in the future? I think that would be really cool.
Yeah.
Not quite there yet, but I'm hoping that, you know, something like that will come.
Yeah, wonderful imagination, but actually...
imagination, huh?
Indeed. It sounds a little bit familiar to Mario Brothers game, and it's a little bit like that, but more than that. And also, it's very interesting. I came across this piece of information, this piece of story from Daily Mail, that they mentioned that here is a futurologist whose name goes by Tom.
A futurologist.
Yeah, futurologist. It sounds like a professional.
A new field here.
Yeah, and he, Tom Cheesewright is the name, and he claims that the trends were already pointing towards a more remote, flexible, and sustainable life. He talks about the future home, and he said that the homes probably will become greener and smarter. For example, I give you one example that he mentioned in the story about the whole house where your home would be within a giant computer, meaning that the computer would operate everything in your home. Let's say you have the washing machine. The best addition of the washing machine these days is that you can wash your clothes and dry it up all together, right? Just press the button and set up the time. And that's what we can understand and imagine, right? But in the future, probably in your wardrobe, according to Tom, well, after dry up the clothes, the wardrobe or some arms from this washing machine would stretch out and fold all your clothes and put them into different drawers or different places in the wardrobe. That's one thing. And also, you are going to
I think it can iron your clothes too. So that, I'm impressed about
iron. Iron, that's included.
I wear a tie every day. So if they were to iron my shirts, I would be thoroughly impressed.
Yeah, he mentioned that actually. So it's a super, super smart, either it's a washing machine or it's something related with the wardrobe. So this is one corner of your home. Another thing very interesting is the smart toilet.
Smart toilet. Wow.
We know that these days in China, lots of people love those toilets where you have the water spray up to wash process.
I've experienced that. My first time I experienced that, it was a while ago. I went to Japan and they had like 20 buttons and I didn't know which one to press.
That's a kind of smart toilet. Yeah. But this smart toilet is much smarter than you have imagined. It can monitor your output for any signs of illness or even cancer.
Wow.
So that means every time you do that kind of thing, and then the the toilet would give you a kind of alert if the toilet thinks...
If there's a problem, huh?
Process all the samples and probably come up with a result, say, hey, you have this problem. Or it's getting there, but you have to go to check up, to consult with a doctor, stuff like that. So smart wardrobe and smart toilet, smart furnitures, and can help you change, repackage the space. Let's say you want to do the yoga. Okay, you need a piece of mat to put on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And your home is very crowded, lots of things. And the future smart furniture would leave that space for you. And after you finish everything, it can change into something else. Hmm. And leave another space for you, for say, you have several friends coming into your home, have a party, you need to put this table here. And that makes the
smart
furniture.
So a table furniture will just pop up in the middle of the room, and then a couch will just
come
but
off. All these things are calculated by the big machine. I mean, the computer. That means you don't have to rack your brain to design everything.
You know what? That sounds really intriguing. And I can see how a lot of people would jump on that bandwagon. And I might, maybe I'm a little bit before my time, because I actually have dreams of living remotely as well. I mean, I want something that's, you know, and that's one of the, well, one of his claims, right, is in the future, how, you know, homes are going to be more remote and flexible and sustainable. So for me, I've always wanted to get something that was in like Alaska somewhere where I would have like my own place in the middle of nowhere where I wouldn't have to worry about too much going on around me. But for some reason, the technology in of the home, you said that like your home would be like a big computer, and I think that's cool, but every now and then computers crash, and every now and then computers have little viruses, and you have to get a, you know, an antivirus to fight it, and with time that it slows down, and so that, you know, computers also have a, I guess you could say, an expectancy where they perform optimally, and then you have to do some maintenance to bring it up to par, you know?
Yep.
So if you're having this gathering of friends and all of that, and then what happens if that crash happens when you have guests coming over?
That could be something.
So nothing works.
Right.
You can't go to the bathroom because your toilet doesn't work.
Right. You you know, because it's a super smart home, I would imagine one day the toilet would tell you that, hey, you have consumed too much meat lately. You need some vegetables. And you know, the old stuff in it's advanced version of Internet of Things, I believe, super smart. So the refrigerator would scan the storage there and find somehow you don't have any veggies in the refrigerator. And then something would pop up on your mobile phone, say, hey, master, you don't have any veggies, and this is the toilet result. So what do you want to choose? Lettuce, you know, Chinese leaves, or some gourds? You know, they would give you some choices. And you say, for example, you're very busy, and you just press the button or say, yes, whatever you decide is fine. And leave the refrigerator with a big computer to further order something for you. So basically the home, you don't see a butler, but it's a butler. I feel like it's more like that in the future. It's very interesting. But again, you give me a kind of impression that people would leave a little bit passive. I can't say under the control of computer. Could say
absolutely. I mean, it sounds like they would pretty much govern how everything goes in your house. I mean, the report also mentions how light and ventilation will be critical. So that will also be something that will be, you know, will be governed by this computer, and also temperature.
Mm.
Like this smart tech would be able to, you know, include things that like bulbs would control the thermostat. So if you're, you know, I mean, you pretty much have that already today, but I mean, this would be probably at a higher level, where if the home is too cold, you would have to, you know, press this button and it would make it a certain temperature. And it just seems like, again, temperature, noise, lighting, obviously going to the bathroom, what's in your refrigerator. All of these things would be governed by this computer. And earlier I mentioned how in that cartoon called The Jetsons, there was a robot that she was dressed like a nanny. So she like did the cooking and the cleaning. And every now and then that nanny would just get annoyed and, you know, make trouble for the family. And I could just see this. I hope that this technology doesn't develop emotions, because if it did, I think that would be something else that we would have to deal with in the future. I think that there needs to be some kind of balance with this, because there are some conveniences with these this technology. Obviously, we utilize it every day, including with our phones. Some people, like, you can use Siri to, like, you know, activate certain things in your home, which is cool. Mm-hmm. But when we go off the handle with this, well, according to this futurologist, it seems like we will need our homes to do everything for us. And some of these skills, imagine having a kid growing up in this environment where they just talk to a computer and the computer does everything for them. What about humanity in the next 100, 200 years? It's like, people won't know how to go out and chop firewood to, you know, start a fire for warm. They won't know how to cook anything. They won't know how to do any of these things that
make us.
Yeah. So it's just, I think that
since we've mentioned the wardrobe can be that smart, refrigerators and even toilet can be that smart, I would assume that in the future, your kitchen can cook everything for you.
Yeah.
So in the future, in the family, if you allow your kitchen to cook every meal for you, your kids.
Or your robot.
Your robot. So your kids will never have the chance to taste what is the cuisine made by the mom. It's always got the mom of flavor. So one day when they grow up and leave the home, go to the college, they will never want to come back because it lacks a kind of certain temperature that from the warmth from mom.
The ingredient called love mom puts in the food.
It's super nutrient and very scientific.
Yeah.
It's good for your health.
So it's just
smart.
I think this futurologist has a point. We will definitely lean more towards convenience, but I think there will definitely be some of us who tend to a traditionalist like myself who will utilize some of these conveniences or services, but still do things on your own. Because again, having a food is a prime example. And you mentioned earlier just with mom cooking, but just going out and collecting food from a garden or going somewhere, growing it yourself and preparing it yourself, you have a relationship with the food, you know, and it's so different as opposed to just everything coming in packages and then the robot cooks it and then you eat it. And it's not the same. So the art of living, I think, will be, deleted in the future if we continue on this path. So, this is a really controversial discussion where I think a lot of people will be for it and against it. So, interesting.
This podcast is brought to you by Studio Plus. You can find us on Apple and Google Podcasts, Spotify, or any of your favorite platforms.